WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the new movie Thelma and Louise, Gina Davis plays a housewife and Susan Sarandon plays a waitress, but they're both transformed when they hit the road. Film critic Stephen Schiff says Thelma and Louise is something new in American movies.
It's a man's world, they say, but no movie has ever demonstrated it with quite as much conviction and spirit as Thelma and Louise. This is an exhilarating road picture, a crime spree picture, and a buddy picture, too, but the buddies are two women. Sweet, innocent Thelma, played by Gina Davis, and her tough, world-weary pal Louise, played by Susan Sarandon. When they leave their husband and lover, respectively, for a wild weekend in Louise's 66 T-Bird, the universe they go soaring into belongs quite blatantly to men. The director, Ridley Scott, fills each gas station and diner with flexing bodybuilders and mean-looking cowboys. Everywhere the women go, big, scary trucks honk, oil wells pump, smokestacks belch and gushers gush. Like Bonnie and Clyde before them, Thelma and Louise are outlaws. But what dooms them to be outlaws is their womanhood. In this movie, the moment an American woman steps out the door, from the inside world of home and hearth to the lean, mean outside, she's in alien territory. Ridley Scott's sunstruck imagery is powerful enough to make even a male viewer feel the unearthliness our sex has created on Earth. Yet as Thelma and Louise pass through the eerie canyonlands of Utah and Arizona, Scott also shows how the twisted man-made landscapes are not so different from the twisted natural landscapes, as though man's dominion over the planet were part of some terrible cosmic plan. That's enough to make a woman feel even more lost and alone out there, and yet Thelma and Louise isn't a feminist harangue. It's an exuberant party of a movie, and it's great fun. At first, though, you don't think it will be. As our two heroines prepare for their journey, they come across as just a couple of ditzes from Arkansas, and their banter feels pokey and staid. Then Thelma, that's Gina Davis, decides they ought to drop into a tough-looking bar. And that's when, much to Louise's chagrin, Thelma starts to cut loose.
I have a wild turkey straight up and a Coke back, please.
Thelma!
Oh, what? Tell me something. Is this my vacation or isn't it? I mean, God, you're as bad as Daryl.
I'm sorry. It's just I'm not used to seeing you this way. I haven't seen you this way in a while. You're usually so sedate.
Well, I've had it up to my ass with sedate. You said you and me was going to get out of town and for once just really let our hair down. Well, darling, look out, because my hair is coming down.
A moment later, the movie kicks into a higher gear. Thelma starts drinking in earnest and dancing with a good-looking ne'er-do-well named Harlan. When Harlan takes her out into the parking lot and tries to rape her, Louise shoots him. But now, instead of going all glum and earnest, the movie gleefully erupts. Thelma and Louise get more and more daring, and more criminal, and pretty soon they've got Detective Harvey Keitel on their tail, along with the FBI and the police forces of three states. At this point, you might think the movie would start trying your credulity, and I suppose at times it does, but it never tries your patience. First-time screenwriter Callie Curry has written a script that gets funnier and more biting as it goes along, and she manages to flesh out even the most luridly chauvinistic of her male characters, making them nearly as poignant and convincing as the women. Davis and Sarandon each give the performance of a lifetime here, and Scott's camera feasts on them. He seems to be exulting in everything from their crow's feet to their billowy red hair. The very sight of these women bulleting through Utah's famously phallic valleys, the setting of so many macho John Ford westerns where men are men and women are nothing, that sight amounts to a small revolution. And Thelma and Louise feels like one.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.